Strange Adventure.
Dawn was breaking when Sam Calder and his two deputies rode into Dead Man Canyon and approached Bill Pine's cabin. It was a sad mission that had brought the Cow Country law officer into the desert to bring in a young man accused of cattle rustling. He and the cattle rustler Bill Pine had grown up together, were almost like brothers. The men halted their horses, and Calder gave his orders.
Are you men going up the canyon and wait? I'll take a look in the cabin.
Calder waited until his men had reached the vantage point that guarded the other end of the small canyon, then rode on toward the cabin. The door of the cabin swung open.
Hello, Sam. I was expecting a visit from you. Come in.
Well, this isn't exactly a friendly call, Bill. I've got to take you in for cattle rustling. I'd advise you not to try to get away.
Why, do you think you could stop me?
Calder pointed to the two men waiting at the head of the canyon. The young outlaw smiled.
Well, I'll be darned. The Fisher twins. Don't count on them, Sam. They're my friends.
You better not count on them either. They'd rather see you dead than in court. They've been mixed up with you in too many of your schemes.
Bill Pine's voice was desperate then, almost pleading as he surrendered his gun and prepared to leave.
Look, Sam, we've been pals ever since we were kids. Won't you give me a break? Just let me get on my horse in the stable. After that, it'd be up to me.
Well, you wouldn't have a chance. The Fisher boys would shoot you in a minute if you rode toward them. You know what I'd have to do?
Well, one of you might miss.
I'll be waiting at the lower end of the canyon. Ride toward me, Bill, not toward the Fishers.
Sam Calder waited in the shade of a large cottonwood. In a few minutes, Pine would come charging down the canyon toward him. The hoofbeats would grow louder. Then the rider would flash by to disappear around the bend and to safety. Calder would then ride into town and turn in his badge. He glanced toward the stable, and in that instant he saw Bill Pine's great white horse leap through the door and race toward him. Calder watched and waited. Then Marshall saw Pine turn his horse and rush back up the canyon toward the place where the Fisher twins waited. He called out, but it was too late. Bill had made his choice. There was a flash of gunfire, and the young outlaw clutched at his saddle, then fell to the ground as the horse galloped on. Calder rode to the spot where Pine lay sprawled in the dust. There was a faint smile on the youth's face as he looked up at his old friend.
Sam, I figured out what you was going to do. I just couldn't let you do it. Not for me.
Marshal Sam Calder always remembered the day when death rode the desert and his boyhood friend had met it face to face. This is Pat McGeehan in Hollywood, California, saying goodbye from my writer Charles Crowder and inviting you to listen again to another tale of
Strange Adventures.